Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Welcome, everybody, to Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf. Excited that you are spending this Monday at noon with me, and I want to congratulate you on investing in yourself, because your time is an investment. So it's just not just a financial investment, but it's a time investment. And today we are going to dive into taking a quantum leap in your self-worth. Now, where have we come from so far? As I've introduced to you, this is really about exploring and elevating and expanding your life in full expression. And one of the most important factors I found so far that I'm aware of in my experience, and I'm open to more always, is that it has to do with what we actually will allow goodness to come into our life. And that is a direct proportional relationship to our self-deserving, our self-worth. So today we're going to learn how to take a quantum leap in your self-worth, and we're going to do it in two different ways. We're going to look at, number one, what would it be like if you and I could shift our perceptions about not only ourselves, but maybe our own history, our own experiences? And then the second thing that we're going to dive in today is about increasing your self-deserving. So let's just take a little bit look back. If you haven't previewed my previous episodes, we're doing a dive into learning how to express ourselves in seven dimensions of life in full expression. So just to give you a quick review on that, the dimensions are physical, spiritual, social, slash relationships in that, emotional, intellectual, occupational, which is your career, and environmental, not only our outdoor environment, but as well as our indoor environment with our physicality. So in order for us to begin to really build a blueprint of this life in full expression, what if you and I actually allowed a greater sense of self-worth, self-deserving? So this is one of the things that I wanted to introduce to you. And as part of a curriculum that I do with not only some of my clients and groups, but one-to-one, is in order for us to really expand and explore and elevate our lives, what would it be like if we came from the fact that we are fully deserving of that, that we have a divine birthright of that? So how do we, what does it take for us to access your true potential is one of our first questions that we're going to put down here. So as I introduced, it has to do with our perception. So how you perceive yourself and your life. So just imagine that, you know, you're looking through this lens of your life, and you and I have had all kinds of experiences. So this kind of perception of ourself actually plays a huge role in determining the amount of access that you have to your true potential. So let me just repeat that again. The perception plays a huge role in determining the amount of access that we're going to allow of our true potential. Also, perception has to do with you and I having the ability to change our perception about anything, and it is essential that you change your self-perception and your self-image in order to actually achieve and experience your dream. Because if we already had that kind of expansive perception of ourselves that was in a vibrational or energetic alignment with our dream, guess what, you guys? We'd already be experiencing it. But up until now, we're not quite at that energetic vibrational level. And it's my intention today that by the end of this episode today, you're going to have some tools to walk away with that will give you shifts in your perception and will help you do that. So here's a statement that I have learned from some of my mentors and actually became very real in my life. I found out that I could not outperform my self-image. I was like, really? I can't outperform my self-image. Huh, hadn't heard that before. But I can always change and improve my image of myself. Now, I've come from a very athletic background. So I thought, well, I can't necessarily go out into an athletic event and perform at a higher level than my skill set is at. I have to up-level my skill set in order to bring more greater value to my own individual performance or the team that I'm playing with. So what if I could do that with how I see myself and perceive myself? So these are some of the questions that we're going to dive into. Well, it starts again with our thoughts and feelings can cause us actually, our current thoughts and feelings can actually stop us from dreaming. And we begin to actually accept our past and present, that this is all there is to life. So if I stay at the same level and you stay at the same level of perception and image of yourself, and I do too, guess what? We just repeat the same life over and over again. We might actually be on Earth 99 years, but we've experienced the same year possibly over and over again. So I want to, you know, one of the ways that we learn the greatest, at least I love, is it's like story time with Beth. And I love stories. I love images. And I want to share this story about you and I having an awakening. And it's called Awakening Your Roar. And it's shifting our sense of self. And it's allowing us to move ahead in the process of building a dream. So what I'd like you to do, even as you're listening to this or you're watching me, if you're not driving and it's safe for you to close your eyes, I would invite you to close your eyes right now. And imagine, you know, you're on the Serengeti plain and you're watching this beautiful tiger that is about ready to give birth to a little cub. But this mother tiger is very hungry and needs to feed herself. So she is, you know, in the nature of everything, chasing after some goats in order to feed herself to eventually feed her cub when she's born. But, you know, what happens to this mother tiger is she chases after these goats so much that she completely exhausts herself. And this is kind of the sad part, but the mother tiger goes off and ends up so exhausted, she gives birth to the baby tiger, but at the same time, she passes and this baby tiger is left without a mother. And so this tiger ends up basically an orphan, this little baby tiger ends up. And believe it or not, the very goats that the mother was chasing after, that herd of goats comes back and actually adopts this little baby tiger. And the tiger, the little baby tiger, because it's surrounded by goats, thinking about the environment that it's in, it adopts goat behavior and it starts bleating and it eats grass. And now the cub is believing that he's a goat. Well, one day they're out grazing in the field and this male tiger shows up. And well, obviously all the other goats are afraid, but there's something in this little tiger that doesn't run. And so the big male tiger comes over to the smaller tiger and goes, "What is wrong with you?" And the little tiger goes, "You know, what are you talking about?" And the big tiger goes, "What are you doing bleeping like little goats and eating grass? You're acting really, really weird." And the little tiger goes, "Well, what do you mean? I'm a goat. I do eat grass." And the big tiger is like, no, you're not. And so the big tiger goes, "Come on over to this pond and I want you to look into the pond." So the little tiger looks down into the pond and sees his reflection for the very first time. And he's not a goat. but he looks just like a smaller version of this male tiger. So what happens from there is the male tiger goes, come with me. I wanna show you something. And so he takes the little tiger over to this gazelle that he had just, you know, killed and now is eating. And he says to the little tiger, you should take a bite of this. And the little tiger goes, no, I'm not taking a bite of this. I'm a vegetarian. I just eat grass. Now, for the first time in this little tiger's life, this big tiger goes, come on, just try it. Just try. This is really, truly, it will help your energy. And so the little tiger finally takes a bite of the gazelle meat, and he just thinks he's going to die and he's just going to choke it down. But then that extra protein in that particular diet gets in his bloodstream. And this little tiger begins to feel the difference of this kind of nutrition it's taking in. Even though he's kind of choking it down and he's never tasted this kind of essence before. And for the first time, this tiger lets out this little roar of awakening rather than bleating like a little goat. And so for the first moment, when he recognizes that he wasn't who he thought himself to be, he wasn't limited in the kind of life he had been living, and that there was way more to him. So all of us, the moral of this story of sharing that this little tiger found out that he had unlimited capacities that he didn't even know about. He had unlimited capabilities that he didn't even know about. And he had this genius in him as a tiger that he didn't even know about, because he had been hanging around an environment that wasn't really his true nature. So I want to end, before we go to break, with a quote about your living is determined not so much by the life, what life brings to you, as by the attitude you bring to life. Not so much by what happens to you as by the way your mind looks at what happens. And this little tiger has just got the beginning of an awakening of a roar. And it's my intention that through this episode, that this will begin to awaken the roar that is in you, that you are more than your history. You're more than your environment. And maybe we'll find out that there may not be an environment. There may be an environment that you're in that's not really serving you. So let's go to break right now. And when I come back, I'm going to take us into several steps that will truly ignite your true potential. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Life in Full Expression with your host, Beth Wolf.
Tune into The Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power.
Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday each month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within. Visit InspiredWisdomCoaching.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, and we are in an episode about what it looks like and how you can take a quantum leap in your self-worth and your self-deserving. And why is this important? As we are creating a life in full expression in the seven dimensions, it's important that we allow and open up to a greater exploring and elevating and expanding of your self-worth and self-deserving. So what's the first step that could ignite your true potential? One of it is almost like if you think of, imagine a field that, you know, is getting ready to be planted, but there's a lot of weeds in it. So, yep, you're with me. You're already imagining, hey, Beth, we got to clear that field. We've got to till that soil up a little bit in order to get ready to plant. So that is the first step that you and I get to do in igniting our true potential and taking a quantum leap in our self-deserving is we get to release some patterns. And through this human experience that we have on this earth, I don't know about you, but I've had some thinking and behavior that may have protected myself at the time and served me. But as we spend more time on this earth and we have a more awareness, it may be time for us to let go of some of these patterns that are no longer in harmony of a life that we would really love to express. So what might be some of these patterns? Could you relate to these? One of the first patterns that I have experienced in life, and probably you, is I doubt that I could even increase my self-deserving. I have doubts that I could do it. I have doubts that it's even possible. You might have doubts that you don't have enough education. You don't have the time. You don't have the money. You don't have the resources. Notice how the mind is all going to all these thinking and these behaviors of doubts. And your mind is drawing on your past experience too. Another pattern that actually would serve us to release and help us ignite our true potential are distractions. I think of often we've been told that it's really cool to be busy and be multitasking. But new research is finding that our brains not necessarily are multitasking, that they're actually switching tasking. And as a college professor, I find that students think that they can do many things at once, but then that actually takes down the quality of their concentration and their attention. So one of the things that is going on in our world right now, that there's greatness to social media. And then one of the things about emails and posts and all kinds of notifications coming in on our phone is it actually creates a pattern of distraction. And it actually will take us away from our greatness. So one of the things that you can begin to release and ask yourself are, what's some distractions that are going on in my life right now that I could release or that I could pack in those things in another part of the day? I know that when I'm working on a project that I really get to set the intention to guard that time and be very focused, close everything on my computers, you know, shut my phone off and really hone in. So another pattern that serves us to release, so we said doubts, distraction, they're all D's, they're five D's, is delay. A lot of times we will basically stay in a low sense of worth and self-deserving because we're delaying it. We will go off and do something else. We'll do this, we'll do that. And we're actually delaying an amazing amount of success that we could have, because I'm going to get to a little bit why we do these patterns, but delay is definitely one. If you find yourself delaying on something that you would really love to express in life, we're going to get to why we do that. Another one is dissuasion. We could have patterns of dissuasion that people are actually, not only are we dissuading ourselves, but people are also doing that. And then the last one I like to call DEFCON 1, we're totally freaked out. We've got this freak out pattern that sends us into fight, flight, and freeze patterns. And we're basically in a state of fear and scaredness. So all of these patterns truly present some kind of sense of low believing in ourselves, a low sense of deserving, a low self-esteem. And they're really secondary to all kinds of experiences that we have had in life. And these habits and patterns, they create a current life, and we are that, guess what? We're familiar with it. And I'd like to introduce to us that we're more than these patterns. We're more than this history, and we're more than these experiences. So part of the reason that we stay in these patterns is it's somewhat comfortable. It's familiar. I even like to use the word familiar to us, because sometimes it may not just be a comfort, but we're familiar with the discomfort of being in them. And usually those five D's, or we could even pack them all into kind of one word of fear, that basically we're fearful of changing and growing because we're on an edge of an unknown. We're unfamiliar with it and we're not good at it. I mean, just my experience right now of starting and being with you guys in hosting these episodes on talk radio. My comfort zone and familiarity is very different than Dr. Pat, the founder of this Transformation Talk Radio. I mean, she's just smooth as silk. Where me, I'm starting to get used to this more and more, and I've had a wonderful team through Transformation Talk Radio to help me transition into this. So I am purposely putting myself on my edge of becoming and the edge of my comfort zone and familiarity so that I am changing and growing. But what is it that is going on inside of you and as well as me is there's part of me that wants to stay in that familiarity and that protective self. We don't want that familiarity to go away. So there was a little voice that came to me as I was looking at stepping into doing talk radio, is a voice came to me and said, "You have been consuming a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom for decades, Beth, and it's time for you to produce them rather than consuming it." And guess what? I'm just very comfortable and familiar with reading a lot of books and taking in a lot of information. And this part, not so much. In other areas I am when I go out and do my college course. So as you're listening to me, ask yourself this question: where are you really comfortable with and familiar with some areas in those seven dimensions? And where would you love to explore, elevate, and expand into unfamiliar territory so that basically you're not living the same year over and over again? So I want to tell you another story, because again, I love stories. This is an interesting story about four golfers that went out one day, and they were in groups of four. If you've never played golf before, 18 holes, it's very common that you would be in a group of four. And so the first four men went out, they played their 18 holes, they got to back to the clubhouse, they're having lunch, and the second four that were to follow right behind them it was taking them forever to get back. And the guys were like, what is taking them so long? Finally, they arrive up at the 18th hole, and they notice that out of the, you know, the foursome, they are actually dragging their friend Harry. And what they learned is on the first hole, Harry had a heart attack and he dropped dead and died. Now that is a sad part of the story. But what those other three golfers thought was a good idea is they wanted to keep playing the game. And so they dragged Harry for 17 more holes. So it slowed down their play. Now, Harry is representing our history and our experiences. And so if we let our history and our experiences always be dragging along in the game of life, things are going to slow down for us because we're telling the same story, we're living the same history. Have you guys done that? I have, where I've played the same scenario over and over again. And so what Harrys could we let go of? And one of the Harrys that I experienced that I was playing over and over again and living in is a really unhealthy marriage that was not serving me. So I did one of the D's that I was delaying completing that marriage. I actually delayed it for 7 years. And I just kept dragging that out. And you know what? Not only did I slow down my life, but I also experienced a lot of physical problems from, you know, tearing my ACL, skiing, and a herniated disc. And my body was telling me, hey, this is not healthy. You need to get out of that. So our bodies will give us clues to some of those five D's. So really, as you let go of those Harrys, that's really what we're talking about, which will ignite the first step of your true potential, of where, what Harrys in your life, what experiences and history are you hanging on to that you could release and that you could clear the field for your life in full expression. So we're going to come back on what could be the second step to ignite your true potential. And it's going to start with awareness. So after this short break, we'll be back with more Life in Full Expression and your host, Beth Wolf. I'll see you back here.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Life in Full Expression. I'm your host, Beth Wolf. And today we are talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about basically igniting your true potential and taking a quantum leap in your self-worth. And why is that so important is that as we create a life in full expression in the seven dimensions, what if we allowed a greater exploring, elevating, and expanding? So I want to talk to you now and share with you, what is the second step to ignite the true potential? The first one is really about clearing the field and releasing the patterns. And this next one is just imagine this picture in your head that you're sitting there watching your amazing TV screen that you have, and you're really not enjoying the show that you're watching, right? You're not enjoying it at all. And so what you would take out is your handy dandy remote. You know, I can just use this one of my PowerPoint things. And you would push a button and you would change the channel because you're not enjoying that, either that series or that movie. So the second step that you can take to ignite your true potential is really change the channel. So our current thoughts and behaviors, think of them as the old channel, that movie that you don't want to watch anymore, that you don't want to be a part of. And really your current thoughts, my current thoughts and behaviors are no longer serving us. One of my favorite authors is Neville Goddard, and he talks about that we really are the writers, the director, the producer, and the actor of our lives. That basically Christ consciousness is our own wonderful imagination. And so imagine that your self-deserving and your self-worth is much more expansive than your current thoughts and feelings. And so part of the reason that I became aware of that is I had a very low sense of worth and deserving from some of my experiences growing up as a family. Now, sometimes we can hang on to the bad experiences that have an impact on us, and we blow those up and make those a little bit more expansive. And it isn't that I didn't have a great upbringing and that my parents did not provide for me beautifully. They did. But my mind was just remembering some things where, honestly, I just didn't feel like I fit in my family. Do some of you guys feel like that? You just feel like you don't fit. And as I felt like I didn't fit. And again, what's the first thing that I talked about when I opened this show is one of the things is my own perception. So I felt that I didn't fit. Did my mom and dad love me any less? No, they didn't. But at times I felt like I wasn't enough because I didn't always agree with their particular way of thinking or the way they did things. And so I began to form this perception in my own mind, in my own vision. And I began to have these thoughts and feelings and patterns that began to kind of show up in other parts of my life. So we're always attempting to experience some kind of acceptance and love by really, I decided to perform at a very high level. I was like, if I perform super high in all that I can do, whether it's athletics and academics, then I will be accepted into my family. So one of these things about, you know, our old channel and how we perceive and think about things is basically we're either expressing love or calling out for love. And as we begin this life on earth, I think all of us start in a place where we are not skillful at crying out for love or asking for love, and we're not skillful at expressing it. And that's part of this human experience and this incredible spirit that is moving in us is, how do we remember that we truly are love and light? And so switching to a new channel, you get to have new thoughts and new behaviors. So what's it going to take for you and I to open up to and receive new thoughts and behaviors to increase our sense of worth and sense of deserving? Now, one of the dimensions of life in full expression is our environment. So one of the things that I changed in my life is I found a mentor. I found a coach. I found people that were investing in themselves. And I also found people that had already made that investment and made the transformation in their life. And I was looking at their life and I was like, that is a life that I would love to be living, is the life that they're living. And I recall after I completed my 25-year marriage, you know, my adult children, and maybe you've heard this in other episodes that I've shared, my adult children decided to not have a relationship with me. One daughter for about a year and a half and the other one for 2 years. Now, that was super painful. It was really, really painful. It served me in a couple ways, though. You know, I feel that my daughters did a great service for me, that they really allowed me to focus on me, even though it was very painful to be apart from them. But as I entered into mentoring and I got around people that were in transformation and had experienced it, I came into a great friendship with a lady by the name of Kim, and she had already completed a divorce, and she had already completed this time with her children where they didn't talk to her. And as we sat down at lunch one day in some of our training that I was at in Los Angeles, I began to have a belief that I could have what she has. And one of the things that she did with me and for me is she held the belief with me and she held the space. And that even though at the time there was an absence of evidence in my life, it didn't mean that the evidence was absent. And Kim, I actually shared with Kim a vision that I would love for my daughters to come to this event with me and meet you someday. And I remember writing that in my vision. And I should have brought up a photo for you guys, but within 2 years of that conversation with Kim, guess what, you guys? One of my daughters came to that event, the very one that I wrote in the vision with Kim, and she held that transformation for me. And I actually have a picture of one of my daughters with Kim. So that's one of the ways that you can truly ignite the true potential in you is change your environment. And it did take me exploring and elevating and expanding. And I released patterns and I let myself be in very unfamiliar territory. I didn't delay and I didn't allow myself to distract. And even though I was still in a state of doubt, I had an amazing woman with me that was holding that vision with me. So I am forever grateful, not only to my daughters for that experience, because you can see that you would think, oh, that's just awful that your daughters did that with you. Now, notice the difference that I didn't say that my daughters did it to me. Life is happening with me and is for me and through me. If I say that life is happening to me, now I'm taking a victim state. So my daughters helped me a lot to rise in my own self-deserving. And again, I'm forever grateful to them for that. The next leading question that we're going to look at is, what's the third step that could ignite your true potential? And this is one that I'm actually helping a client with right now. And it's about rewrite your story with thoughts and feelings. Access your unlimited capacity and possibility to explore and elevate. So here's a little bit of story. I'm going to change the name of my client. Let's call her Cindy. And Cindy is actually wanting to explore an amazing Disney World trek that she gets to go through the animal park and gets to go behind the scenes. They have this really cool thing. I didn't know about it until she told me. Well, Cindy at this moment is in the process of releasing more and more weight so that she can go on this trek. And so she's, up until now, she's really focused on a lot of have-tos and a low sense of self-deserving that has her in this particular situation in life. And she's looking at her circumstances and conditions. And so one of the things that I have given to her as a coach is I'm like, I would love for you to write all about your week in Disney World and gone through this trek. You have the healthiest, most vibrant body, and you are telling me not only in present tense, but almost past tense of all the exciting things that you have done. And you guys, this is, guess what it's doing? It's igniting new thoughts and feelings. It's a way that she is changing the channel. I am actually putting her in the environment of her wish fulfilled. I'm like, let's come from the end in mind, because we already know from many experiments with Dr. Emoto, as well as with just the biology of belief with Dr. Lipton, that our thoughts and feelings have a significant effect on our physiology. So stay tuned with that client. We're going to call her Cindy, that before you know it, by the end of the year of 2022, she's going to be at Walt Disney World having a great time in that trek. So we're going to go to a short break again. And next we're going to come up and I'm going to show you what it looks like again to lay claim to your self-worth. And we're going to look at the fourth step to igniting your true potential and really how to amplify this for you. So stay tuned after this break. I'll be right back with you with Life in Full Expression.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit anywheremindbodysoul.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Beth Wolf, your host of Life in Full Expression. And today we are talking about how to take a quantum leap in your self-worth and self-deserving, and why that is important to your life in full expression in seven dimensions. In this segment, we're going to talk about laying claim to a self-worth in, that is in you and for you. Just imagine, you know, putting a stake in the ground that I am of this value, I am of this self-worth, because ultimately we have a divine right to that kind of actual self-worth. So the fourth step to ignite your true potential today is all about amplification. You know, if we could put a megaphone on it, yeah, everything is energy and we are what we attract. We have this incredible electromagnetic vessel that is available to us all the time. So what would it be like for you and I to amplify this sense of deserving and have really a meaningful and enriching and valuable life without having those doubts just totally come in and take over us? They're still going to be there, you guys. We're still going to have the 5Ds that I talked about earlier, the doubts, the delays, the distractions, the dissuasion, and DEFCON. And why do I come back to that we're going to have that? Because each and every day, if not week or month or year, we want to be living in more exploring, elevating, and expanding life. So you and I are going to be moving to the edge of unfamiliarity till we take our last breath. So every time we move to something new at the edge of unfamiliarity, we may experience those 5Ds again, and we may feel awkward in our new becoming, and it may feel wobbly. There might be doubts that come in that, you know, how long could this good streak last? And, you know, it's interesting, just in my own life in this last month, there has been extraordinary expansion that honestly, I haven't experienced this kind of expansion. It's been really, really good. In decades. And I could feel myself being consistently on the edge of unknowns and unfamiliarity. And one of my other mentors, Dr. Sue Mortar, she's been on talk radio here before. She talks about that as we go into this expansion of amplification in our lives, it's not uncommon that we kind of come in and contract a little bit. And just even in my own life, just in this last week, I experienced a little bit of that own contraction. I was like, oh my gosh, things are going so good in my life. I mean, all these career opportunities that are coming to me, this amazing new loving relationship. I've got extraordinary friends around me. You know, life is really good. And I don't know if you've heard of Gay Hendricks and the Big Leap and the Hendricks Institute, but, you know, Gay talks about that sometimes we come up to the ceiling of greatness and goodness and we're so not used to it in this vessel that we'll actually bring ourselves down a little bit. And I felt that a little bit this week. So if you would like to join me, these are some of the things that I actually have been doing with myself and for myself on how to amplify the greatness that is in me and my potential. And one of the things is I journal pretty much every day. And whether you want to just do an outline or write more expository, it will help us so much to be in gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness. I love the image that I learned from a mentor that our mind can be like a ceiling fan. And when we are up in our mind only, then we can easily be in these old channels of thoughts and experiences. And then we start dragging the Harrys. And now we're slowing down ourselves in the game of life. And the universe loves speed. So one of the ways that I help myself a lot is bring myself down out of my head into my body, feel myself grounded on the earth, do meditations, do appreciation and thankfulness. So that's one way that you can amplify. Second way is just writing down starting with this statement. I deserve and receive in this physical dimension, this occupational dimension, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, socially, that you actually are writing down what you deserve and what you are actually going to receive. And I have done that in all of my dimensions of what I know I deserve and receive in my physical health, that it's vibrant, that I'm flexible, that I'm strong, that I'm able to do the things that I want to do, as well as in my career. And you just go through with that exercise and write all of those down in the dimensions. Another way that you can amplify your sense of deserving is, what would be three ways you could allow more good in your life? Because a lot of times we are subconsciously just kind of putting a hand up to it and saying no. You might even notice that sometime if someone pays you a compliment or offers to pay for something and you go, oh no, I couldn't accept that. Or, oh, this thing that I have on. So asking yourself just today, what would be three ways that you could allow more good in your life? Those are ways that you could actually amplify. So all of this, I want to say that as we amplify more and more, we get more and more expansive, and it's like we open up the field. The weeds are all gone. You're starting to plant all kinds of seeds of expansiveness, and it really helps you a lot. So we'll bring it in for a landing here with the fifth step to ignite your true potential and increase your self-deserving. It's really about us allowing to accept our true and authentic self, allowing yourself to be, do, and have more. One of the things that I have my clients do on a regular basis is I just have them write five things that they would allow to be, do, or have, no matter their age, their income, their circumstances. Just train your mind, your body to feel more expansive. And then number three is you can expand, believing yourself in different ways, bringing forth new goals, new ideas and talents and skills. And then believing that you're not just what you've done. You're not just what's happened to you in your experiences. That those are your Harrys. And yes, they can have, we can let them have you by the neck. Or we can say, this is what it was. You know, just like a statement of, I completed a 25-year marriage. These are things that I experienced. My daughters chose not to talk to me for a time. That was an experience. But I'm not going to let it have me. I'm not going to let it stop me from living a life in full expression. And really, all of that is feedback, you guys. It's really feedback to us to say maybe not that way, this way, and that life is not happening to me. Life is with me. Life is for me. Life is as me. And so just a few reflection questions as we come in for a landing of what would you love to be more fully expressed in your life in those seven dimensions? What's ways that you could allow new ideas to come in for your self-deserving? So this is Beth Wolf with Life in Full Expression, where we've been looking at laying claim to your self-deserving, shifting your perceptions. And I leave you with this, that powerful questions bring powerful answers, and allow yourself to awaken to your greatness and express your soul essence in and for the world to explore, elevate, and expand in love. I'll see you next time on September 19th on more of Dimensions of Life in Full Expression on Monday, 12 Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Until then, you guys, live your life in full expression. This is Beth Wolf. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.